Well, back in 1965, The Killing of Sister George, the dark comedy play by Frank Marcus, shocked audiences, and the 1968 film version received a very rare X rating. And for the first time, that will be produced in St. Louis with a three-week run opening tonight. Stelly Siteman is the artistic director of Max and Louis Productions. Hi, Stelly. Good to see you.
Hi, Steve. It's always wonderful to see you.
LaVon Byers plays Sister George.
Hi,
LaVon.
Steve.
Good to see you.
And you as well.
And Aaron Kelly plays the role of Mrs. Mercy Croft. Hi.
Hi, good morning, or afternoon, shall we say.
Somewhere in between. The Killing of Sister George has been called groundbreaking. Any thoughts on that, Stelly?
Yes. I mean, it certainly was. In 1965, the depiction of a disintegrating lesbian relationship on stage in Britain was certainly shocking. And I think when it initially played in the provinces, Steve, it created quite a stir. I guess audiences were actually walking out in droves at that point.
Really?
And then, yeah, they really were. And then when it got to London, it became a whole nother thing. The director brought in a highly camp audiences, and the laughs were coming, and it became a big, big hit. It ran, I think, for 18 months and then transferred to New York, and its star, Beryl Reed, won the Tony for Best Actress in a Play.
You know, I've never seen it. Number one, I was surprised that it was never been staged in St. Louis before. I was almost shocked. And I never saw the movie. I was 13 when it came out, and I wasn't allowed to go.
Well, the movie is so racy. That shocking, steamy lesbian love scene with a very young Susanna York.
Yeah, and we're 1968. Think about that.
Right. I mean, it got an X rating, but I think this revival is going to enable audiences to compare the play and see how Frank Marcus's play compares to the movie.
Now, LaVon Byers, Stelly mentioned the actress's name that won the Tony. Was it Beryl?
Beryl Reed, yes.
And you've played a couple of roles in common with her.
I have. I played Kath in Entertaining Mr. Sloan. And she also played a role in the Way of the World, Lady Wishfort, and I've played that. And now we've played this together.
Aaron, who's Mrs. Mercy Croft? What's your role in the play?
Mrs. Mercy Croft is a BBC executive, the assistant head of talks, who is somewhat in charge of the programming and also has her own radio show.
It's a little complicated, right? Look, mm-hmm. Because Sister George is the name this character uses on the air. Her real name in the show is June Buckridge.
Yes.
And what kind of radio show did she have?
It was about a town named Applehurst and all the characters that inhabit the town. And she's a traveling nurse. She travels around on her moped. And it's a radio show.
Huh. Explain the title to me. The Killing of Sister George. Now, because number one, she's not a sister, and number two, no one's killed.
Yes. Inquiring minds want to know. Sister George is not a sister, at least not with a capital S. She is not a nun. The British definition of sister is a nurse, and she's typically in charge of a ward. There are no wards involved. But Sister George is definitely in charge.
Mm-hmm.
No one gets killed literally. You want to talk about that?
No one in the play proper gets killed.
Yes.
Someone on the radio broadcast does get killed. So it's the fear of the actress, of June Buckridge, that her character will be killed off.
So was June Buckridge sort of crazy?
Oh, I think, you know, she's an aging actress, and probably most aging actresses are a little bit crazy. Look around the room.
We're Meshuggah, as they say. Oh, God.
I don't think she's crazy. I think she's sort of motivated by fear, and she does horrible things because of that. So,
there are a lot of topics, aren't there, that you make a point of talking about this, that it sort of resonate with things going on today.
Yes, and I think that's one of the reasons I wanted to do it, because there are parallels to what is going on today. It's a scathing examination of the public and private lives of so-called cultural icons. And that's certainly relevant. Broadcasters' preoccupation with ratings, that's something that's been going on for ages.
Why are you pointing at me? What about the whole, the whole gay aspect of it? Certainly public attitudes are much different today than they were in 1968. So is it as shocking to us today, do you think?
I don't think that the lesbian relationship is as shocking. And I find it interesting that this show, it's not a play about lesbianism. They happen to be lesbian characters. And I think that these characters could be any combination of people. It could be men, women, you know, it doesn't matter. But I think it gave lesbians a platform in its day and you know.
Aaron, what does Mercy Croft think of June Buckridge? What's their relationship?
Well, I would say that we are somewhat nemesis, whatever the appropriate term is. I think there's some competition there. I think that Mrs. Mercy Croft is someone that you will recognize and can compare to someone today. And I think that I totally agree with LaVon in what she just spoke about. I think this play, there's so much more to it than the lesbian aspects. It's really about all the faces that we put on. We being one person, we put on a different face in different relationships. And there are a lot of gray areas. It's just not all black and white.
Yes, I agree. This shockingly dark comedy, perception is everything. Nobody is who they seem.
Well, you know, when you read about the lesbian aspect and the cigar smoking, sure doesn't sound like a comedy.
It's a very dark comedy. There are some very funny things in it, and there are some very tragic things, and it's poignant.
So the plot line sort of is that Joan, or Sister George, whatever you want to call her, has this radio show, but she loses it?
She loses her job.
Yeah. Right.
And
why?
Well, I guess that depends on how you perceive it. I think she loses it because they need the ratings boost.
She drinks off stage. She's attacked some nuns. Yes, some nuns.
She's been a bad boy at times, but for all that's
been behavior
out of the bad boy aspect, I think in many ways June has more of a moral compass than some of the other characters in the play.
Really?
Without giving too much away.
Yes,
but I strongly believe that.
But her private life is secret, isn't it?
Yes, she does try to keep that secret. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
There was the gentleman that directed it, Robert Aldrich.
Yes, the film.
He also directed Whatever Happened to Baby Jane. Is there a relationship
there? Well, I think so, because they're both icons, you know, in LGBT film. And they feature performances that are over the top for actresses.
Yes.
And dark underpinnings and deep psychological, what would you say, LaVon?
What's the stuff she does with Childy? You know,
the dominatrix submission scenes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Which are very reminiscent of Baby Jane Hudson and Blanche.
Bird got out of its cage.
In the cellar.
Sorry.
Sorry.
We're talking. That's still excitement. We're also talking with Aaron Kelly and LaVon Byers about The Killing of Sister George, which opens tonight at the JCC out in Creve Coeur, I guess it is, right?
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Aaron?
Yes.
What's the most interesting scene to you out of the play?
You know what? There are so many, and I'm not just saying this, there are so many. I think this play is one of the most delicious, complex plays I have ever worked on. I think so many times when you get into a play, you know it's going to be a, you know, fluffy comedy, or it's a drama, or it's a musical, whatever. This play really challenges you every minute. I think we could rehearse and run this thing for a year and still be finding those moments, those new things. I think there are many wonderful scenes.
I agree. And I just have to mention, Steve, the rest of the cast.
And the director, please do.
And the director is Brooke Edwards, who you've met. Mm-hmm. She was one of the artistic directors of The Orange Girls, who directed Quills for Max and Louie last year.
Right. She's wonderful. She's a wonderful director.
And the other two actresses who are not here today are Cooper Shaw and Shannon Nara. But this is a powerhouse cast of women, and they are going to knock you for a loop.
Is it appropriate for everyone?
Not my mother.
Besides your mother.
I'd let anybody else see it, but not Helen.
Well, and Angie's coming.
And men are going to love it, too. You know,
oh, yeah.
I mean, they really, really
why do you,
are.
Why do you say that?
Well, for obvious reasons. I think
you're pointing at
not
it's very titillating. Well,
I'm not going to get any dates out of this show, trust me.
Has this been a unique experience for you, LaVon?
It's been unique in that I get to, you know, smoke cigars and drink a lot of gin.
Rehearsals must be fun.
Oh, yes, they are. It's fun to smoke cigars that, you know, are not really cigars, but yeah, it's been fun.
What will we learn about Sister George that might surprise us?
How really kind of tragic she is, I think. That, you know, go ahead, Stelly.
But yet, you know, she's a survivor.
Oh, yeah.
And she's not going to be swinging by a noose like Martha Dobie in The Children's Hour. This yeah. woman is going to reinvent herself, yeah. LaVon. That's how yeah. I feel. What
I
do you agree. Think,
I think the play is about survival.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Reinvention. And I think that's something that all of us can relate to. I'm not looking at you, Steve. Yeah. Your job is secure.
Well, and it's been wonderful to work with an all-female cast. I haven't had the chance to do that in years with a woman director, woman producers. We do have our testosterone with our stage management staff, and we love to death. But
Richard Agnew.
He's
shout out.
Too.
But it has been a real treat to work with an amazing group of women.
Max and Louie Productions presents Frank Marcus's The Killing of Sister George, opening tonight, running through July 26th at different times. If you'd thought, and that's going to be at the JCC Center out in Creve Coeur at the Millstone campus. If you'd like information, go to stlpublicradio.org/cityscape, and we'll have information about tickets and the rest of it. So are we excited? Tonight's opening night.
I am so excited.
Another and another show.
It's a good way to end this. LaVon Byers plays the lead role. LaVon, nice seeing you again.
And you as well. Thank you.
Aaron Kelly is Mercy Croft. Aaron,
thank you
break
so
a
much.
Leg.
Thank
and
you.
Stelly Seitman is Max and Louie's artistic director. Good
thank
to see you,
you
again.
Good to see you, Steve.
We'll see you there.
Yes.
Coming up next on Cityscape, a new novel from Harper Lee. This is St. Louis Public Radio.